This download is the only extract the BBC has of this edition of Desert Island Discs. The presenter was Roy Plumley.
How long have you been broadcasting, Sir Dennis?
Oh, well, I began broadcasting and after the news, I suppose, about 1930 or 31, when it was beginning to a regular 9 o'clock commentary.
Mm-hmm.
After the news, and I kept on doing that. And then I worked in the BBC quite a lot in the war in various ways, and I suppose I've been at this business now for 30 years anyway.
You're best known, of course, for your astonishing range of knowledge on Round Britain Quiz. You were with that program from its earliest
beginning, days. And of course its ancestor, Transatlantic Quiz, that's since 1943, so it's 23 mm-hmm. years.
But this phenomenal memory of yours, have you ever consciously trained it, or was it a gift?
No, I think it's that kind of memory is a gift, or whatever you like to call it, it's a fact. Of course, you can improve. It begins to give way with age, and you can improve it by reading precisely and memorizing deliberately instead of accidentally, which I try to do. I no longer have the automatic photographic memory I had.
It's a visual memory, is it?
It's a visual memory. I can see the page. I know where the line occurs on a page. I can see the illustration just as I could see in the past the anatomical drawing, though I couldn't use it. And that is not as good as it was, but I still can visualize a good many pages and know. But it's not automatic any longer.
You also have the unusual gift of being able to work on two mental levels at once. In the London Round Britain Quiz Studio, Lionel Hale says you've been observed writing a letter while answering a question and not faltering on either task.
Well, the use of the letters are not terribly important letters, ones I could work off, and the question perhaps was easy, and I wasn't under strain either way.
Can you remember trivia, people's names?
I used to be very good at that. It's gone off now, and it's very embarrassing, because if I go blank, people say, why forget me? I used to be very good at that, any kind of trivia, in fact.
Yes.
But not any longer.
Well, now you're retiring from your chair of political economy at Cambridge. What are you going to do? What are your plans?
Well, I've got two books to write, one on a French subject, one on an American subject. I work on them alternately, a fortnight in one, fortnight in the other. I'm on the French book at the moment. Then my wife and I are going out to America at the end of January. We're going to Princeton, and she's writing a book of hers, and I'm writing two books of mine, and also taking a seminar at Princeton.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
So you're going to be busier than ever?
Well, not quite, because when I'm back in Cambridge, I won't miss many phone calls from students.